afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Lifestyles. I am Dee Lynam, your host for this afternoon. This program is brought to you by Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm, American Advertising Services. For free information and ideas, call Joe Ball at 484-562-0063. That phone number is 484-562-0063. Today, we are happy to have in studio Tanya Holliday, owner of multiple McDonald's in this area. Tanya, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Multiple McDonald's. How many are you at right now where you are the owner and operator of?
Eight locations today.
Eight locations. Seems like a big number to manage. How do you oversee so much territory, so to speak?
Well, actually, it really isn't a big number. I actually own 10 at one point. I did sell one. And I actually closed one that was not really producing to what we wanted it to do, both myself as well as the McDonald's Corporation. But today it is eight and about 300 employees, and it's all about the people. So I have good people working for me.
Tanya, you were once one of the people who worked for somebody at a McDonald's, and I think your journey through the organization to where you are today is interesting and inspiring. So
yes.
Tell people how you originally got your first McDonald's job.
Most people don't believe it, but I was one of those individuals who not only waited on customers, but I had to scrub the floors, the tables, the bathrooms, the whole nine yards. Of course, at that time, as a crew person working my way through college, and this was actually in Baltimore, Maryland, I didn't necessarily like the job, you know.
At least you're honest.
I've always had a mindset, whatever you do, regardless of if you like it or not, do it very well, because you never know where it may lead to. And this is a prime example of a job that, I put the passion in it, and I did it well. And McDonald's gave me an opportunity to grow through the corporate ranks. So I went from a crew person working at McDonald's to a vice president.
What were some of the jobs you had in the corporate part of McDonald's before you bought your first franchise?
Yeah, I was an assistant manager. I was a store manager. I was a supervisor at that point, supervising four company stores. I was a business consultant at that time, working with different owners, multiple owners, as many as 20, 25 stores I was overseeing at that time. I was a training manager, which I was the training manager for the entire region. I was an operations manager. I was a director of operations. At that point, overseeing 500 so stores, and became a vice president, worked down in Atlanta and Florida, and the opportunity came back in 2005 for me to buy my first McDonald's. So all of that journey behind me just paid off.
And that was about 27 years worth of a journey, correct?
Yes, before you bought? That is correct, yes.
So how does the first one come about?
So the first one came about with an opportunity for me to, at that time I was living in Virginia,
okay,
to actually come back to Philadelphia, because I worked in Philadelphia on the corporate side, to become a McDonald's owner. And it happened to be the McDonald's on the main line, Rosemont McDonald's, right next to Villanova University.
Oh, my.
And so that was my very first store. And because I had so much experience, it made the transition relatively easy from an operations standpoint. The piece that I had to learn more and get acclimated to was being an owner.
Which isn't easy.
Well, it's especially not easy when you're used to getting a paycheck every other week.
So you got to create your own
paycheck.
And as
an owner, it's a little bit different. Yeah. Yeah, but it was certainly worthwhile. Never once did I have any doubt that I would not be successful as a McDonald's owner because, again, I had so much experience.
Tanya, how do you have the financing for the first one? Because I think that's what people don't understand. I mean, you're purchasing a franchise.
Sure.
In addition, you then have to pay the corporation, and then you have to pay them part of your profit.
That's right. Every month, they get their money.
So it's a little bit of a scary endeavor because financially, you're on the hook.
Yeah, you know, it really is a discipline. It's a discipline. It's a discipline that starts when you get your first job. It's you spend a little, but you save a little. The other piece of the discipline is wherever you're working. And I tell my folks this today, you're always on an interview. You never know who's watching you. So always be your best. So if you're a top performer, you're able to make more money. You're able to get more benefits such as profit sharing and stock options. And all of those things won for me.
Now, let me ask you, because I think what people don't always remember, when you have franchises, there are rules and regulations. What you're serving is standardized.
Yeah. So as a franchisee, so first of all, am I an entrepreneur and owner? That answer is absolutely yes. But what folks need to distinguish the difference between is if you're a franchisee to a franchisor, there is a manual, a guideline, a footprint, however you might want to categorize it, that you have to operate within those standards. I'll give you an example. For example, a Big Mac is made a certain way. And so as a franchisee, you know, I can't make up my own Big Mac. There's a way to do a Big Mac. However, as a franchisee, I hire and develop my people the way I choose to. So there is certain things that you have to operate within the parameters, and then there's things that you just spread your wings, be creative, and have fun at doing it.
What's the most creative thing that you've done, you think, with your franchise?
Well, I would tell you, in my mind, it's all around my people. So as I leave here today, I'm going to have a little picnic with my folks on the lawn with some tents. We're going to do some business. We're going to have some fun. But creativity for me, if you don't have the flexibility to make things a little bit differently every day, because while individuals come in to do a job and earn a paycheck, they want to have fun at doing it. They want to enjoy what they do. So I do a lot of things around my people. I mean, I've had rallies, all different types of things to keep them motivated.
For a lot of people, I think I read where you say, you know, you understand McDonald's might be their first job that they've ever had.
Yeah.
And so you got to work hard with those young individuals to understand discipline, being accountable, being good to customers.
Yes.
Is that difficult for you, or do you enjoy that part?
That's probably the biggest challenge. I tell folks all the time, my pride and joy is my people, but what keeps me up all night, it is my people. And you have to... you know, you really have to balance it, because at the end of the day, it is about the people. And some of the individuals that come in, not only their first job, but they may have problems at home that they bring to the workplace. And I tell my restaurant managers that you wear multiple hats. You're the doctor, teacher, preacher, lawyer, you name it. You're all of those things. And when you take time to listen to your individuals and just spend a little bit of time and say, well, how is your child doing today? Or how is your mother doing today? Believe me, it pays off. It goes a long way, and it's been a part of my success.
When you walk into any one of your franchises, do they know you are the owner?
Oh, yes, they know me. They know me very well. And see, again, one of the great things about it is that I get behind the counter. I work with them. I'll get on the table and help make sandwiches. I'll get on French fries. I'll back them up. I'll challenge them. But that's the fun part of it. And that's how you really keep it lively and keep it going.
Is it true that you really do eat McDonald's every day?
Just about every day.
I can't believe that.
Just about every day. It's hard when you go in a restaurant to not eat.
Sure, that's true. I'm sure you get asked this all the time. Do you have a favorite on the menu? Is there something that you just never want to see leave that menu?
Double cheeseburger.
Double cheeseburger.
Yes. It's my favorite sandwich, and of course, the French fries.
They are the best.
Yes,
the French fries are.
Yes, they are.
Have you found over time, because we have become so conscious of what is in our food, calories, organic, do you find that McDonald's, you believe, has adjusted along the way without giving up whatever, you know, we think of when we think Golden Arches?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. We listen to our customers. It is our job to understand our customers. We make sure that we are transparent with our customers, i.e. the nutrition guides are in the stores or they're online. Absolutely. We keep up with knowing that oatmeal and salads are, you know, are things that our customers want, the grilled chicken. We've done a lot of great things. Absolutely. Absolutely.
You're a female, obviously. Are there many female owners?
We are a small percentage, very small percentage. And I would say unfortunately, because it probably should be more of us there. But sometimes it's not about the number. It's about, you know.
Quality.
That's right, the quality and what you put into the business. So, yeah, it's not that many.
Yeah. Tanya, sit tight. We're going to take a commercial break, but we'll continue talking about
your
business endeavors.
Sure.
Tanya Holliday, owner of 8 McDonald's in this tri-state area. You are listening to Lifestyles.
Music, music. Now at the Ardmore Music Hall, a grand music venue in the heart of the Main Line. The venue is located at the legendary 23 East Lancaster Avenue in Ardmore, once known for its musical talent. Free parking nearby. For full information and tickets, see webpage at ardmoremusichall.com. ardmoremusichall.com or call 610-649-8389. That's 610-649-8389. The webpage again, ardmoremusichall.com. It's a grand music venue in Ardmore in the heart of the Main Line.
Wildwood, a great place to vacation or have a family gathering or organization event. And now there's a deep, deep discount on reservations. Yes, huge savings on rooms at the well-known, beautiful Acropolis Oceanfront Resort on the beach, North Wildwood. Some restrictions do apply. Call the Acropolis Oceanfront Resort at 866-522-1515. That's 866-522-1515. 866-522-1515. Save big.
Welcome back to Lifestyles. I'm Dee Lynam, chatting with Tanya Holliday, owner of multiple McDonald's in this area. Tanya purchased her first McDonald's on the Main Line. Did you say that was 2005?
That's correct, 2005.
So you have three on the Main Line now.
Yes.
Which are have a lot of universities in that area. The one is near, we said, Villanova,
yes.
Rosemont out there.
Yes.
Harcum.
Haverford College.
So,
Sabrini. Yes.
Do you find that locations differ with, you know, your customers?
Oh,
obviously, because of all the colleges, you have a lot of kids there.
Yes.
Maybe if you're on City Ave, it's
I have
a
St.
different.
Joe.
There you
no,
go.
I have St. Joe's in
there
between the two cities. Yes, I'm fortunate to have all the colleges around us. And one of the initiatives that we just started around the May, June time frame is delivery.
Oh, right.
And so
Uber Eats or something
Uber
different.
Eats, yes. In fact, I got an email today that I hit my 1,000 Uber Eats customers. So I'm really excited about that. But we have mobile order taking coming, the mobile app from McDonald's where you can, you know, place your order and drive up and it's ready. So we're staying up with the times and we're just trying to get to our customers every which way we can.
Do you find that social media has helped you at all?
Oh, yes. Tremendously.
How so?
Well, first of all, we keep our communications out there in terms of not only just job opportunities, but, you know, we have different type of promotions and things that we offer to customers, and that's all through social media. So we it's important that we keep up with social media because it is definitely the future.
And it changes all the time.
And it changes all the time.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like Uber Eats, I don't remember existing maybe 2 years ago.
Right.
And now it's a really big, positive part of business for people.
Yes. Yes. All I have to do is download the app.
That's right.
There you go.
I want to go back to you purchased the first one in 2005.
Yes.
Which obviously to me would be a little bit of a scary situation. But was it easier then to get the second, the third, all the way up to 10 at one point?
Well, I think it depends on how you define easy. So for me, because of the people piece of it, and again, my strongest asset is my people, being able to have individuals to run those stores is important. So that part was an easy transition for me. In terms of from the financial standpoint, when you build equity in a business and when you're with a brand that allows you to use the equity, it helps a whole lot. And that was one of the avenues that I chose was using equity to help continue to grow my business and build my business. So it wasn't that difficult. Yeah.
Let me ask you, in terms of perception, I think I read where you say, you know, some people think working at McDonald's is not a career.
Yeah.
And you, in fact, would like to change people's opinion of that.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Well, as much as I can, I try to get into schools and churches, and I do a lot of, you know, going out and talking to folks and doing speaking engagements. But you also do it just by show and tell, just starting with the individuals that work for you. Most of my restaurant managers started as a hourly person.
Like you.
Like me. And so when you talk about paying it forward, I feel like I have a responsibility to groom as many people as I possibly can. Not only is it good for them, but it's good for me because it makes my job easier. But I take pride and joy in seeing my people grow. It is unfortunate that a lot of people think that McDonald's is a dead-end job. Quite frankly, I'll be honest with you, I kind of thought so, too, because my mindset was when I got my college degree, I was going to get a real job.
And this is
not
a real
thinking McDonald's was a real
right,
job.
Exactly.
It is a real job. And any job would be a real job based on what you put into it. You'll get out of it what you put into it. So I tell folks all the time, if you one of the folks that's picking up trash on the street with a trash truck, you know, work it today and own it tomorrow. Just do a great job at it. You just never know where it may lead you to.
Did you find, what did you major in college?
Business Administration and Management.
So you found your education
yes.
absolutely impacted where you are today.
I think I was thinking about that since the age of maybe like 5 or 6. How do I be a business person? No, really, I had dreams. I had no idea that it would have been a McDonald's connection. I just wanted to be some kind of business person.
Because you are so successful as a businesswoman, have you ever wanted to open a restaurant of your own with no parameters of being a franchisee?
I've thought about other business, but I'm not sure if it would be a restaurant, food-type business. Quite frankly, again, when I think about paying it forward, what could I do for the young kids out there in terms of sports activities or technology activities, some type of I don't know. I don't want to say YMCA, but some type of recreation type
sure.
is what my mindset is. The day that I decide to kind of wing off of the McDonald's, just want to get back out with the kids and do some things to help them grow.
But that time isn't any time
oh,
soon.
Oh, no. No time soon.
Have you found people who you hired mm-hmm. as that person behind
yes.
the counter
yeah.
who have actually done the same path as you
yes.
and gone to corporate?
Yes. There are folks that have done the same thing. I can't say that everyone is successful at leaving the corporate side and becoming an owner. Some are, but not everyone. Again, it is it's different. It's different. And if I just take the paycheck and put it aside, it's still different because sometimes I will start as early as 6 in the morning, but at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night, I may be still sitting at my computer. In fact, I didn't leave my computer last night until about 12:45. So you work when you have to work. You have to do what you have to do to keep the business going.
Tanya, how much research did you have to do before you purchased any of these franchises in terms of knowing where's the other McDonald's closest
mm-hmm.
to me?
Yeah.
How much traffic will I get coming through my doors?
Yeah.
Those kind of numbers to crunch before you make this commitment.
Yeah, you know, luckily for me in my situation, I did not have to do a lot of research only because I was a director of operations in Philadelphia. And so all the stores that I own today, I oversaw them from a company side. So it was one of the reasons why I came back to Philly because I was familiar with.
How about if you were recommending to people and they were looking
oh, yeah.
at buying or purchasing a franchise,
sure.
what would you tell them in terms of homework to do?
Yeah, well, I think you hit the nail on the head. You need to see where your customer draw is. You need to see the travel paths and which customer goes. So absolutely, that's important to do. You know, what's in the area, schools and churches and organizations and businesses and hospitals and, you know, airports. So what would draw the customer to your restaurant? A lot of research should be done if you're not familiar with the area.
I was surprised to read that there is actually a hamburger university. Tell people one where that is and who has to go there. And do you actually get some kind of
yes.
diploma?
Yes, it is real. It is a hamburger university. It is in Oak Brook, Illinois. Not only have I graduated from Hamburger University, I actually went through it twice, but I actually worked in Oak Brook and Hamburger University. That was one of my stepping stones. And so, again, I just bring a whole array of experience behind me. But I would tell you, restaurant managers in a McDonald's are not deemed the restaurant legitimate manager until they have gone to Hamburger University. And I probably have sent anywhere between 15 to 20 people to Hamburger University since I've been an owner.
How long do you stay at Hamburger
University? It's a week.
It's a week.
You fly up on a Sunday.
So it's like camp.
It's class every day. There's activities in the evening. There is a graduation and a banquet toward the end of the week, and you fly back home on Saturday. But I would tell you, folks that have gone to Hamburger University, they would tell you it's one of the best experiences that they've ever had, ever had.
Do you have to be a McDonald's employee to go to Hamburger University?
Yes.
That's what I figured.
Yes. 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 And in fact, there are several classes that you have to go to before you are deemed eligible to go to Hamburger University.
Fascinating.
Yes.
I have to take one more time out.
Sure.
We are talking to Tanya Holliday, owner of 8 McDonald's here in the Philadelphia area. You are listening
to Lifestyles.
Into rock and roll? Then visit Philadelphia's Hard Rock Cafe. Enjoy the huge menu and especially view the memorabilia. There's the legendary Jim Morrison jacket, acquired from Danny Sugarman, manager of the Doors. See the guitar that John Mayer created. He played with Eric Clapton. From Elton John, his Uncle Sam costume, also Shakira's leather pants. The list goes on. Memorabilia from Jimi Hendrix and Joan Jett. Lunch or dinner, Hard Rock Cafe, 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia. It's an experience. Also hosting corporate events, social gatherings, bar mitzvahs. Hard Rock Cafe is cool. 12th and Market, 215-238-0639. 215-238-0639. 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia.
Hey, Philly, don't miss big-time college football action this season when the reigning American Athletic Conference champion Temple Owls battle Villanova, UConn, South Florida, Navy, and more at Lincoln Financial Field. Be a part of the pageantry of college football with pregame tailgating, the team fly-in to the stadium, the marching band, spirit squad, great in-game promotions, and so much more. Tickets for kids on game day are only $10. Temple football at Lincoln Financial Field is affordable family fun. Full and partial season ticket packages are on sale now. Visit owlstickets.com. That is OWLSTIX.com. And join Owl Nation today. Greatness doesn't quit.
Wildwood, a great place to vacation or have a family gathering or organization event. And now there's a deep, deep discount on reservations. Yes, huge savings on rooms at the well-known, beautiful Newport Beach Resort in front of the beach and boardwalk next to Subway Deli Wildwood. Some restrictions do apply. Call the Newport Motel at 800-831-3178. That's 800-831-3178. 800-831-3178. Plan early, save big.
Welcome back to Lifestyles. I'm Dee Line. I'm chatting with Tanya Holliday, owner of many McDonald's, eight to be exact, in this Philadelphia area. Is there one that you visit more than others, Tanya?
No, I have to treat them all fairly, so I have to split my time.
In terms of the decor, because I think when you think McDonald's, obviously I think Golden Arches. Mm-hmm. But I also think when you walk in the doors, all of them look very similar. Mm-hmm. Is that mandated?
No, it's not mandated. And it's usually a touch of the owner's passion or what they like at that time. As we move forward, you're going to see all of our McDonald's restaurants that's going to be modernized and re-imaged. And you will see a lot of similarities in the restaurants then because we're trying to do this all across the United States. So there's a lot of stores that's going to have similar decor. Yeah.
Who do you think your biggest competition is these days?
I'm going to be honest. It's most people think it's the Burger King and Wendy's. I think it's the Wawa's. I think it's the C-stores type. And I'm not a coffee drinker, but if I go into Wawa's to get a Coke, which is typically what I drink, that line for coffee is just unbelievable.
At every one of them.
And unbelievable. So I think they are our biggest competitor right now. Yeah.
One of my favorite items, the Egg McMuffin, that'll never change, correct?
No, that's our signature breakfast sandwich. That's our flagship for breakfast.
And I think I was reading where you said, like, the eggs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how things are prepared.
That they're real eggs.
Real eggs.
We crack them.
Exactly. And I think sometimes people don't believe that.
We crack them. They're real eggs, yes.
How many Egg McMuffins do you think go out the door?
On an average day?
On a given day for any McDonald's.
Oh, for any? Oh, I think it could be anywhere between 90, 110, 120 with the higher volume stores, maybe even higher. That's the number one sandwich.
Do you find when you're watching or looking at your businesses that you see trends with what is being eaten more or less?
Oh, yeah.
Over time?
We see that in our product mix. Yes, absolutely.
And does the time of year have anything to do with it?
Well, especially things like when you think about our desserts, like our ice creams and our sundaes, mm-hmm. you know, you typically see them go up on
more. In the summer.
Yeah.
And I know, because I have young kids, they love going to McDonald's because there's usually some kind of promotion that they're getting some kind of toy.
Yes.
Does McDonald's consciously always kind of
keep doing that,
yes,
so the young customer becomes their,
yes,
permanent customer?
Yes, because, see, those young customers bring the mamas to the store. So we appreciate mamas and daddies and grandmas. But absolutely, we target our kids, and we try to stay relevant with our toys. And we change them up because we want the kids to keep coming back with the parents. Yes.
Is there anything coming up in the local McDonald's, yours, that you want to tell people about before we say goodbye?
Well, you know, I mentioned about modernization. So between now and the end of the year, I'm going to have one of my restaurants on City Avenue, 5020 City Avenue. That's going to be have a brand new look. So I'm excited about that. And next year, I'll have a couple more coming up.
Tanya, I'm curious, do you go out and speak? Because you are an inspiration to not, yes, just young women, but young people.
Yes, I do that all the time. And it's something, again, paying it forward. When folks call, I typically go and speak. Yes, absolutely.
Good for you. Well, continued success. Thanks for spending some of your time with us. We
appreciate
you
having me. Thank you so much.
Tanya Holliday, owner of 8 McDonald's here in the Philadelphia area. Stop in and say hi to Tanya and her crew, if you will. You've been listening to Lifestyles. I am Dee Lynam, and I remind you, this program is brought to you by Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm, American Advertising Services. For free information and ideas, give Joe Ball a call at 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063, American Advertising Services. Thanks for being with us this afternoon. Again, you've been listening to Lifestyles, and I'm Dee Lynam.